cool. Hey, welcome to ATI Auto Business. My name is Jay. You know, my goal every Tuesday night is to bring you another trade show level business presentation to you wherever you are, because your automotive business deserves the latest in transportation and logistics news. And if you're busy, and I know you are, in a minute I'm going to give the welcome show lineup. If you're watching on demand, you'll know what to expect. You can use the clickable video time codes in the description below. Please do use those. Remember to like, share, tell your friends. Thanks for watching ATI. We're live on YouTube right now, hopefully. Maybe somebody will tune in and subscribe, pull out your device and see if we're live right now. Thank you so much. It's ATI Auto Business. What's up, ecosystem? We want you to feel welcome, okay? Whoever's here, whoever's watching, whether you're live or on demand, ATI is a community. It's an educational resource. I'm the founder, and I want everybody to feel like they can participate, say what they want. I was just reading an email this morning letting me know that something Ty said yesterday they didn't agree with, and that's what we do. We break some eggs here because we're trying to get a conversation going. So let me tell you a little bit about what's going to happen now. That's the welcome and the thank you. Please do feel welcome. I call this Roll with the Changes. On the sign it says heavy loads ahead, how auto transport must transform for a changing market. That is true. But we gotta roll with the changes, and that means we gotta talk. There's a lot of education in the verticals beyond the carrier vertical. We need to catch the carriers up. I just broke another egg. I'm sorry about that. ATI Auto Business, that's the purpose of ATI Auto Business, is to help the carrier vertical catch up to the other verticals. I really believe in that. I see people that believe in it too, and they contribute and join the show. So is auto transport a dumpster fire? Sorry, broke another egg. Yes, it's a dumpster fire. You know this if you talk to a transporter and you didn't know where the car was and he just showed up and he didn't call, you feel mad, your customer's upset. That's what the dumpster fire kind of looks like. So we're gonna talk about your transportation problems, and ATI is the voice of the community in this vertical. We've done something different, everybody's included. You can find these conversations on Facebook and other places too, but we try to do it live streaming. So if I wanna thank, first of all, thank you Car Conference for allowing us to be a part of your conference. This is a big deal for the transportation and logistics vertical to feel included in conferences. We love going to conferences. We love networking and meeting folks. Thank you IARA so much for your participation in ATI Auto Business. Again, it's a YouTube channel. So a YouTube channel in automotive that goes live all the time, that has conversations. It's unscripted, it's unstaged. I don't have a script in front of me now. I'm just talking because that's what we do. We talk, we network. We really appreciate our advertisers. Ship.cars, Rapid Recon, Ship Your Car Now, Superflow Systems, Auto Hauler Exchange, Murphy Auto Transport Services. You could be next. Heavy loads ahead, roll with the changes. So again, I have the experts here with me. I'm not the expert. I'm the founder of a channel, and I'm looking for you to be the next expert on the channel. That's the purpose. So big picture, I'm gonna go to the next slide. It's an ecosystem. We always talk about the ecosystem, right? We start with new cars and the OEMs. Are there any OEMs here today? Probably not. Are there auctions here? Yes. Are there dealers here? I don't think so. And so every show that I do, every show that I do, I look at the ecosystem and I try to figure out who in the ecosystem is probably going to tune into this show, maybe contribute, maybe learn something about one of these other verticals that they don't already know. And again, that's the point. So it's a YouTube channel. I keep saying this because I want everybody to know ATI Auto Business on YouTube is a channel you can go to. You can see content that is going to be relevant to you. Some content is not relevant to you, but it's an automotive business channel. We have roots in transportation and logistics, but we're talking to everybody. An And if we haven't already talked, I want to talk to you. I want to network, I want to connect, because I follow the disconnect between sales and operations. Just because you can sell it doesn't mean that's how it happens. But we know that. Every sales guy knows that. Every carrier thinks it's going to be fine, but they don't know what was sold because they didn't get educated on exactly. They get the dispatch sheet and they see the instructions and they go, yeah, I'm going to just do whatever I want. Now, that's not true. I just broke another egg. And I'm sorry, carrier, but there are carriers doing that. So we go to the front of the store, the back of the store, around and around, go down to the basement, look up in the ceiling. That's ATI. We're not afraid to ask questions and, you know, maybe be a little embarrassed on stage. So I make all these shows, Titans of Car Shipping, man, that was a great show with lots of experts and technology company leaders. NADA show, I have an energy series I like to do before trade shows. I have the Evolution series I do after trade shows. Then like the repo bunch, because what we didn't know, a few years ago, well, many years ago when I was a dispatcher, and booking in-op loads to be picked up at repo lots and be taken to the auction. There's a lot we didn't know, and we assumed that the repo lot was just trying to like make extra money and make our lives difficult. False. They have similar problems, and we have a lot more in common than we had any idea about. We found that out almost live on the show. So that's what we do, is we find things out live. We learn, you know, a little bit behind the scenes, and then someone will say, well, you know, I saw this show, and you know what you didn't bring up is this. And I say, perfect. That's a show. Let's make a show out of what you just said. Car certification, I love talking about that. I had a carrier in the live chat say, should a carrier get car certified? Is there any benefit to that? I thought, I mean, that's the first time that question's probably ever been asked. Live on ATI. That's what this channel is about. We had a cool consigner takeover show with Kelly and Jamie in, was that November or December? And that was a great show. And having consigners on ATI, consigners on a carrier show on YouTube. That's crazy. I don't think that's ever happened before. We had people, you know, and I have a quiz show section. What's a consigner? What's a remarketer? We did the auto auction experience show, managing transportation expectations, transportation logistics channel. Do I need this? Oh, okay. Thank you very much. That's the thing too. Okay, I'm on stage talking. I got a camera over there, got microphones, media team. You're hanging out listening. This is what it's all about, right? Like when I do a show, I'm gonna talk, get things warmed up, and then I'm gonna hand it off. That's what I like to do. That's a conversation. So that's one of the goals of this channel, is to get a conversation started and then let the conversation go. Let it go wherever it's gonna go. Some of these shows, EV transport plugins, we try to touch topics that we know are important, but we don't know exactly where they're gonna go. I have the Tuesday night show, I have a Thursday show, a Friday show. I try to use LinkedIn to keep people updated on what's going on with the channel. Then we share photos, look, we broke another egg. All right. Car conference, we're live right now, so I try to also make sure that as part of this channel, let people know about the different trade shows. And here we've got Maranatha Works. Melissa and Adriana are here because of ATI. They're brokers. That's what's happening. That's what we want. We are trying to expand the conversation that'll help different businesses that otherwise aren't in touch with the carriers or, you know, the larger brokers, but not the little companies. How do you run into the little companies? Ty had the transportation dumpster fire yesterday. That was really very interesting. Between rates and equipment, not knowing expenses, the bottom line of a business, you know, we sit in panel discussions, we talk to folks, they know their bottom line. plan. They know their costs. You're sitting at a table, you're in a chair, you work for a company, you know these things. The carrier doesn't know. Now, I broke another egg. That's not fair, Jay. I know my costs, I know my expenses, I know my running lane. There are carriers that know. And when I say this, owner-operators, I talk about owner-operators the most because owner-operators are the backbone. When you go on to the load board and you put a load out there, chances are really good you're going to get an owner-operator you've never talked to before, you may never talk to again, you may have trouble talking to. And the owner-operator, do they know their expenses? Do they know what they need to make every week to grow their business? We don't think so. We're not trying to be mean, but we think that that's part of the problem when, well, transportation in general, not only the communication, but the cost, the folks going out of business, and then there's this. That's ridiculous, Jay. And I have these props, right? And you hear the bell. Who's heard the bell? All right. I hit the bell when I hear something I think is true that we need to talk more about. So do I hit the bell or the buzzer on this? I'm gonna go with buzzer because that's not right. This is auto transport. You can do whatever you want. I say it every Thursday. You can. I mean, you shouldn't be able to. And it wouldn't make sense. That's why you don't know what's going on. You don't know where your car is. You don't know where the driver is. And he's thinking, well, shoot, when I booked this load on that load board, there was, the information was whatever. Shoot, the VIN was, there's no VIN. I don't even know where the gate pass is. I barely know. I know that I'm picking up a car and I'm taking it somewhere. I don't even like the rate really. I don't even really want to work with this group. What is going on? That's auto transport. That's the load board. And unfortunately, as a consigner, as a remarketer, as a fleet management company, you're going to run into these situations where it started with this craziness. That's why we talk about it, because it's real. If it wasn't real, I wouldn't have a channel, and I wouldn't need to do any of this. I wouldn't even be up here talking about it. Dude, where's my car? I don't know. Does anybody know where the car is? Is Cocaine Bear on your lot right now? Crappy equipment, no insurance, way outside of the ETA, causing new vehicle damage. Who knows what else? You know, I know of a major broker that had a guy that had to get a vehicle moved. This was an important move. And the guy shows up. I guess he had been drinking. He starts hitting other cars on the lot. That really happened. That was a few weeks ago. Cocaine Bear was on the lot. For real. Like, that's crazy. How? So we hear transparency all the time. Where is the transparency? The guy won't even turn on his GPS on his phone. You know he's being tracked everywhere. We all have the devices we're being tracked with. Just turn on the GPS. Won't do it. Doesn't want to be transparent. I don't know why. And the thing is, okay, Jay, none of this matters. That's fine. You know, whatever. Well, wait until they yelp about it. You don't want to see that. You don't want to see that. Nobody in any company wants to see pictures of what Cocaine Bear did to a car. But it's happening. Look at that Automotive News article. Wow. There's a blog post that was on LinkedIn. Dealers beware of angry customers. That's on Automotive News. Now, I know it's not a transport one, but at what point does the Yelp become something that now it's causing a problem? And we know on this channel too, as we break a few eggs, that we'll occasionally say something that somebody really didn't like. And the problem is, it's representative of what's out there. We're just the megaphone at the time. We didn't mean to hurt anybody's feelings. We're just saying what we think everybody knows in the carrier audience. So, we're learning things the hard way too. Why does it seem like you're losing so much time as a consigner, as a remarketer, as a fleet management company, getting cars ready before the sale, after the sale, duplicating manual labor? You're still wondering what's going on. Where in the Carmen San Diego is that guy? Dealing with transporters. Again, I know, it hurts feelings, but it goes on all the time. You can't find a company that doesn't have an example of one of these problems. It could be happening right now. I'm sure somebody's on a phone somewhere trying to figure out where the guy is. Who is the guy? Does anybody have his phone number? Why refuse GPS tracking? Don't the drivers understand what we're trying to do? We got this sale, we gotta get these cars ready. I heard Holly talk earlier about condition reports. Oh my gosh. Vehicle inspection and condition reports alone can become, a personal nightmare. Let alone you don't even know where the guy is or where he sent it. Is it on paper? Is it at the guard shack? Your salesperson was awesome, so why is the driver so bad? I would love to be there when the company realizes that's exactly right. We signed up. We got great tech. This is a great company. We love you guys. But where's the driver? What happened? Doesn't anybody have his phone number? You're the consigner. Doesn't the driver understand your business? Why won't the driver answer the phone? I keep saying this. I don't think the driver knows you're a consigner. You know, one of the things we do on Thursdays when we look at loads is we say, well, where's it picking up? Where's the delivery? And I don't mean the address. I mean, what's the location? What's their business? Is it a dealership? Is it a repo lot? Is it going to the auction? All right, why? Who's the broker? Where's the car going? What is this car? Ask the question, who are you working for? Because as Ty knows, and he said it yesterday, lots of guys say, well, my customer's the load board. It's not the load board. That's where you got the car. You know, but like other verticals wouldn't talk like that. You know who your customer is. You know a lot about your customer. You know a lot about your competition, about the technologies. There's all kinds of different, apps, and there's so much you know. And here's the thing. The driver knows a bunch of other stuff that you should learn more about too. I really do believe, this is the hard part too. How do we explain these things other than having these panel discussions on Tuesday nights to start the conversation? But I know we're all busy, put it out as a podcast. Still, it's too long, I need quicker sound bites. That's our job. So ATI's job is to continue to make this content easier to absorb, more informative, keep it mobile, and let you know what's happening. For example, it was, when did we start? What's today, Thursday? Tuesday morning, was it about noon or 1 o'clock? And we were in here with the IARA. And Andrea and Penny were talking about the modules and the different aspects, the committee meeting update. I want that stuff on video too. I want that stuff to be captured. I want it to be archived. I want it to be accessible. I find that there are so many places to have short video clips of education information that even some carriers are going to watch. That's one of my goals. So on the other side of it, for the carrier problems, fuel, time, traffic, insurance, inspecting cars. Did you know that carriers, they have to run around auctions all day trying to just find one car? Hunting down cars, hunting down people, hunting down payment. That's what they're talking about. I mean, it's hard.